Alright, folks, welcome back to Digital Minimalism, your daily dose of sanity in a world gone bonkers with notifications. Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide through this tech-saturated jungle. Now, let's be real, sticking to a digital detox can feel like trying to outrun a cheetah while juggling flaming torches. It's tough. Ever get that feeling? You're on fire for a few days, deleting apps, silencing notifications, spending more time in the sunshine than scrolling through screens, and then bam. You stumble upon a new TikTok trend, or your friend sends you that hilarious meme, and suddenly you're back to square one. We've all been there, but guess what? That doesn't mean you're a failure. It just means you need a little boost, a little motivation to keep pushing forward on this incredible journey. And trust me, I'm here to equip you with the tools you need to stay on track. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll help you reignite your digital detox fire. Firstly, remember why you started in the first place. Was it to feel less overwhelmed? To reconnect with loved ones? To rediscover hobbies you've neglected? Write those reasons down and keep them visible, on your fridge, your laptop wallpaper, even tattooed on your forearm if that's your thing. When doubt creeps in, take a look at that reminder and let it fuel your determination. Secondly, break it down. You don't have to go cold turkey. Start small with manageable goals. Maybe you commit to turning off notifications for social media during work hours, or designate screen-free time each evening. Little changes lead to big results, and you'll feel a sense of accomplishment along the way, which is crucial for keeping motivation high. Thirdly, find your tribe. Connect with other people who are also on a digital detox journey. You can join online communities, attend workshops, or even just chat with a friend who understands your struggles. Sharing experiences, tips, and encouragement can make a world of difference. Next up, celebrate your wins. Did you resist the urge to check social media for an entire day? Did you actually finish that book instead of scrolling through endless cat videos? High five yourself. Acknowledge your progress, no matter how small. Positive reinforcement keeps you moving forward and reinforces the feeling that this journey is worth it. Finally, remember that it's a marathon, not a sprint. There will be days when you stumble, lose your focus, and maybe even binge-watch an entire season of something questionable. That's okay. Just pick yourself back up, dust off those virtual cobwebs, and get back on track. Think about it like this. Imagine you're training for a marathon. You wouldn't expect to run the full distance on your first day. You start with short runs, gradually increasing the mileage until you reach your goal. It's the same with digital detox. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate every milestone along the way. Let me tell you a story about Sarah. She's a fantastic friend of mine, super busy, always on her phone. One day she came to me, frustrated. "Jake," she said, "I feel like I'm drowning in notifications. My brain is fried, and I can't focus on anything." We talked, and she decided to try a digital detox for a week. She started by silencing social media notifications during work hours and deleting time-wasting apps. It wasn't easy at first. There were moments when she wanted to just reach for her phone, but she remembered why she started, to feel less stressed, more present. By the end of the week, Sarah was amazed. She felt calmer, more focused, and had actually finished a book. She realized that disconnecting wasn't about deprivation, it was about reclaiming her time and attention. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step today. Whether it's silencing notifications, setting screen-free time, or deleting those tempting apps, make a small change and feel the difference. Remember, every little bit counts. This journey isn't just about detoxing your mind, it's about rediscovering who you are outside of the digital world. It's about creating space for genuine connections, meaningful experiences, and a sense of inner peace. You've got this. Now, go out there and reclaim your time. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with us on social media using hashtag Digital Minimalism Daily. I can't wait to hear your stories and continue this journey together. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.